And here's another story about how to improve schools. In a country as wealthy as ours, it's sometimes too easy to overlook a troubling problem for too many children: hunger.
Hunger and malnutrition are still issues for many kids in the U.S., and there's plenty of evidence that without a proper diet, kids' academic performance and their school attendance rates drop.
Considering all that, here's something that startled us. For some kids, their primary source of nutrition is the school cafeteria. Monday through Friday, it's where they get their biggest and healthy meals of the day. And that means that on weekends and over holiday breaks, some students spend a lot of that time hungry.
So the Cambridge Public Schools recently started a food safety net program meant to solve that problem. It's called the Cambridge Weekend Backpack Program, and it was founded by Alana Mallon, who explained to us how it works.
They literally go home with a bag within their backpack. So it's 5 pounds of food. It's 2 lunches, 2 breakfasts, 2 pieces of fresh fruit and milk. And the food is all fresh, which is wonderful. Sandwiches, it's cheese sticks, it's applesauce. It's things that nutritionally they can really eat over the weekend and get what they need.
So it's a backpack filled with some canned goods, some box things, some pre-made sandwiches, a little of everything
a
that
little
they might
of everything.
Need to get them through the weekend.
That's right.
And is this done discreetly? I mean, when a kid goes home with a backpack, do his classmates who may be more well-to-do and not need food know that other child's going home with a backpack?
Absolutely not. The students have their cubbies out in the outside in the hallways, and the counselors pack their bags in their backpacks while they're out at their specials in the afternoon.
Their specials meaning like extracurricular activities?
Exactly, like art and gym. So the students never see anyone get a bag placed into their backpack. That's for the younger students. So children that were in a middle school program, because their backpacks are locked up in lockers, those children then go to the school counselor's office and pick up their bags very discreetly.
Interesting. So does this happen at all school levels, elementary, middle, and high?
Elementary and middle level now. We are starting a pilot program in the Cambridge Ringgen Latin High School starting this month, actually.
Alana, we have with us on the phone Patricia Beggy, who is the principal at the Morse School in Cambridge, in Cambridgeport, I believe. Is that right, Pat?
Yes, it is.
So, Pat, your school uses this program. How does the school feel about it, the teachers and the students?
It is actually a wonderful program in that we have a percentage of children in our school, as does any city, who are hungry at different times, not just the weekends, but whose families, no matter how hard they work, you know, work hard, but can't always get the food on the table for their family. And we are real fortunate that Alana and I connected and that we have our children in the program. And she has set it up in a way that we get the food because it is fresh, which is very important. It is healthy snacks. There are vegetarian choices. There are halal choices. So this really is conducive to any family or any culture that's in our school. And the children get the backpacks on Friday, and it is very discreet. Some of the younger children, we slip it right in within their cubbies or in their backpacks. Our older children in the fourth and fifth grade, they know it's their time, and on their way out of the building or on the way to the bus, they go get it in a place that we have, that, and they pick it up and take it out. Everybody has been so happy to get it, and it has made a difference in that there are children that were hungry that are no longer hungry over the weekend.
Do you see any difference in school performance as well, because a kid who wasn't well-fed is now well-fed?
Right now, this is only our third month into the program. We don't have any, you know, data that I can give you, hard data, but I can tell you that children, I know that this is for children who may not have had the meals, and this makes a difference for them.
And Pat, how are you identifying which students need food? How do you know when they're going hungry when they go home over the weekend?
Well, you know, we actually have a fairly good idea of our population and our families. We sent the application to every child. It went home to every family. And so they have the opportunity to come back. Plus, we have a small team, a student support team, principal, assistant principal, school counselor, nurse, family liaison. And we sat down and knowing circumstances, and we also know who qualifies for free and reduced lunch. And so we used that as, and some families came to see us because they knew about it and spoke to us in person. So if there was someone that did not come back with an application that was on our list, we actually reached out to see if they knew about it. Maybe they didn't get the application in the mail. Or there could be something that culturally or linguistically that they didn't understand what was sent home. So we tried to reach out to some of the families that we knew about.
And Alana Mallon, this general issue of food insecurity, as it's often called, is at the root of this program. And this is not quite meant to be a plug for NPR, but I understand that part of your reason you started this, it has to do with something you heard on NPR.
That's right. About a year ago, I heard a story on NPR and All Things Considered, driving home from work one day, sort of right after the Christmas break. And the story was about how school children who are food insecure, the long holiday break of 12 days, it's a very long time for them to be away from the school cafeteria because their primary source of nutrition throughout the year is the school cafeteria. And I sat in my car and thought, gosh, I just spent those same 12 days with my family, with food everywhere. And
excessive food over the holidays.
A lot of food. And I felt like that, to me, just hit home. You know that hunger exists and that you know that, you know, there are hungry children out there. But the reality of some of these students' stories really stayed with me and haunted me. And, you know, I just couldn't get the story out of my head for weeks. Just imagining that there were children in my, you know, my children's school that might benefit from a food safety net program like this. And so I approached the principal and the family liaison at my children's school and asked them, are there families that would benefit from a food program on the weekends? And they said, yes. And, you know, then I said, okay, how can we do this? And they said, if you can find the money and set it up, we will help you find the kids. And that's where it really started.
Alana, you live in Cambridge and your kids go to the Cambridge Public Schools?
That's right.
I think it would surprise some of our listeners to think about kids in Cambridge going home hungry because Cambridge is often thought of as a well-to-do, wealthy place when, in fact, it's quite diverse and has many low-income populations as well. Do you find that there's a sense of surprise that people here, some Cambridge students, need food over the weekends?
There's absolutely a sense of surprise. I mean, you look at other communities and you think that their free and reduced lunch is so much higher than ours. And so, you know, Cambridge is, you know, a wealthy community, but it's really a two-city city. There are very wealthy people and there are a lot of people, you know, 50% of our students are on free and reduced lunch, which is a high percentage.
If I may just interrupt, Sasha, I think this is something that, goes to that. I am a school that is a Title I school, so I do have over 50% of the population that is free and reduced lunch.
And again, this is the Morse School in Cambridgeport.
Yes. But what happened is we have noticed, we have seen an increase, not in our free lunch population, but in our reduced population in the last 5 years. And that goes directly to the fact that we have many families whose work hours were cut back, who one of the two families lost their job. And so while it may not be the people that first come to mind that this is the poor, the increase in the number of families that are receiving reduced lunch prices because of direct economic impact on their family, that was the rise we saw. And so those are the families that often have food, but it doesn't stretch through the whole month or it doesn't make it, you know, from paycheck to paycheck. So many of those families don't qualify for some of the other subsidy programs.
Oh, that's interesting. Alana, where does the food come from?
So I actually order it from the Cambridge Public Schools Department, their food service provider. You know, I get the Cambridge Public School rate, which is wonderful, and then they deliver it to one central location, and we parcel it out to the different schools on Fridays.
And I understand that this may be of interest to listeners who want to contribute in some way to this program, is that you're actually also looking for donations of grocery store gift cards that can go home in backpacks?
Yes, we're always looking for donations of grocery store gift cards for the February and April breaks because we can't send home just bigger bags of food. You know, for these students that, you know, that's a 9-day break away from the school cafeteria.
Oh, right. So again, not just weekends, but those big breaks. What happens over the summer?
Well, that's something that we're actually talking about right now. Over the summer, Cambridge has a wonderful summer food program where every day you can show up at five different locations and pick up a breakfast and a lunch. That doesn't cover the weekends. And so that is something that we're talking about for potentially the summer.
And Alana, you started out serving a relatively small amount of students, I think something like 15 kids, but it's now grown many, many multiples of that.
That's right. We started this pilot program in my children's school with 10 students last year, and it grew to 15 sort of over the 3.5 months where we served the population. And we were overwhelmed this summer to receive applications from the Morse School, the Peabody School, where we are actually serving 131 students every Friday.
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. And we're oversubscribed in most of the schools that we're in, which means that there are families on a waiting list who would like to be part of the program. We just simply don't have the funds right now.
So that's a sign of success, for sure, it sounds like.
That's right. And so we would really like to address these families that are on the waiting list sort of in the new year. So we're hopefully getting more funding for that as well.
Alana Mallon is founder of the Cambridge Weekend Backpack Program, and Patricia Beggy is principal of the Morse School in Cambridge. Pat and Alana, thanks to both of you for talking to us about this program.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for doing and putting attention onto this. Thank you.
Stay with us. Still ahead, a self-conducted orchestra, a local dance company, some Bach, some Stravinsky, all come together in a performance called Chemistry. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.